after 143 years, the FA Cup is still the stuff of dreams. I'm Gavin Dennison. Welcome to a Sunday sports special live from Portsmouth Stratton Park here on BBC Surrey.
It's just going to be a great day out to see who actually can take the day.
It's been a great day, you know, travelling up, it's been fantastic. With watching all the Aldershot fans from all the train stations picking up along the way. You know, it's a brilliant atmosphere, brings the FA Cup to life, which is what it should be. You know, it's a brilliant competition. And hopefully it'll be a great day.
Let's go down to Adam Lindsay, our reporter. He's down pitchside. Adam, I mean, you're right down there in amongst the thick of things. It's quite extraordinary reaction, isn't it?
It's an amazing atmosphere at the moment, a standing ovation from the pretty packed stands here at Fratton Park. Everyone showing their appreciation for the servicemen as they march out into the centre circle. There's a guard of honour.
Just three banners, is it? Our town, our heroes, our respect. We set for kickoff here in the first round of the FA Cup. Portsmouth against Aldershot Town, the home of the Navy against the home of the Army, and it's live here on BBC Surrey. Jed Wallace against Phil Smith, his former teammate. Wallace strikes it, sends Smith the wrong way, and Portsmouth have taken the lead. Holman goes down towards the byline, cross comes in, took a deflection, and it's an equaliser! Aldershot Town are back on level terms, and it's Jordan Roberts from close range. Portsmouth have given it away. Forbes in towards the middle, and it's a second goal for Aldershot Town. They've taken the lead here at Fratton Park. The 2,500 fans are going absolutely ballistic, but it's now Portsmouth 1, Aldershot Town 2 in the FA Cup.
Aldershot just want it that little bit more. No one, but no one can say they don't deserve it.
Cross comes in, and it's a header, and it's a goal for Portsmouth. And Aldershot Town have conceded late once again. It's now 2-2 here at Fratton Park.
They've managed to get themselves out of jail here. And if they do get out of this, and they do come out of this still in the hat, they'll consider themselves lucky.
And the referee's whistle goes, and it's finished 2-2 here at Fratton Park. The Aldershot Town fans, to a man, stand and applaud their team away to our right-hand side.
It's a brilliant cup tie, it's fantastic to watch. Has that opportunity gone now for Aldershot? That remains to be seen, but they were magnificent today.
The Aldershot Town manager, Andy Scott, is with our reporter, Adam Lindsay, down at pitchside.
Even at the end, we're still pushing for the winner. You know, it's a fantastic effort, fantastic performance. Great atmosphere, and this gives our fans something to come home to in a Tuesday week, and another big game for us.
Well, I'm outside now. We're making our way towards the coaches, actually, as the Shots fans head back north. I'm with Peter here. What do you reckon of that performance, Peter?
I think we, Aldershot side, played absolutely brilliantly.
Live on BBC Surrey, Gavin Dennison and Steve Claridge. I'm also delighted to be joined by Graham Brooklyn.
I sat with all the fans today, and all 2,500, and I think everyone's gone home with a real smile on their face. It was a fantastic effort from everybody on and off the pitch, and it sets up a fantastic occasion at the Wrecker a week, whenever it will be.